Hello, guys, and welcome to another Morning English broadcast. I'm Day.
Hello, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Today's topic has a bit of a serious tone.Because today's topic is about mental health and mental illness.
对，今天我们的话题比较的沉重啊，要讲两个话题，一个是 mental health, 指的是心理问题，还有一个是 mental illness, 指的是心理疾病。You might be wondering, what is the difference between mental health and mental illness? 这两者之间到底有什么区别呢？
Mental health is a level of psychological well-being, which can be described as strong, poor, or average.
对心理健康的程度呢是可以分成强中弱三个等级 If your level is strong, then you don't need to worry about it. You、mm-hmm. may don't have any psychological illness.
Yeah.
但是呢心理程度如果是 poor 的话呢 you should be noticed about this.
Yeah, but mental illness is a psychological or physical illness to the brain that causes disturbances in thinking, behavior, energy, or even emotions.
对没错如果大家呢出现了心理疾病那么思考方式行为方式动力啊情绪啊等等都会受到影响。
So why should we talk about mental health related issues?
This is my question.
Yeah, so, well, because mental illness affects 19% of the adult population, 46% of the teenagers, and 13% of children worldwide.So we need to spread more and more awareness about mental health.
I'm shocked by this number.
Yeah, it's a big, big number. It's staggering.
对, 对我们今天为什么要谈论这个心理的这样一个问题呢？是因为最近的一个数据显示报告还挺吓人的。因为心理问题影响着全球 19% 的成年人、
yeah.
还有 46% 的青少年以及、13% 也就是13% 的小孩 but we will not dive too deeply into this subject because it is too deep.
Yeah, it is.
对，对于这个话题我们不会讲得太深，一是我们不够专业 not professional enough to talk about it.
Exactly.、Yeah.
然后第二个呢，就是关于心理的问题，涉及的内容太广了 and the time is not enough to talk about this for too deep.
Yeah, yeah. So...Now that we know what is mental illness or disorders, let us share some mental illnesses and their symptoms, the most common types.
对，接下来我们就会聊一聊，当心理出现一些浮动的时候，一些表现时候，我们可以怎么样描述，并且他们的名称是什么。那如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文。The first one is clinical depression.
Mm-hmm.
就是临床抑郁症这个 clinical 就是临床的意思 depression 就是情绪很低落很抑郁 So when dealing with depression it means to a constant sense of hopelessness and despair 就是一种持续不断的绝望失望的感觉 or loss of interest in any matter or subject 就是对于任何事情呢都失去了兴趣 and it is the most common type of disorder
Yeah, there are two types ofKeywords here, constant and hopelessness.
对，一个是表示持续的，一个是绝望的意思。
Now, number two, bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder.
How to dispel?
B-I-P-O-L-A-R.
Bipolar.
Bipolar. It is a brain disorder that causes unusual shifts in mood, energy, activity levels, and the ability to carry out day tasks.
刚刚讲的这个 bipolar disorder 指的就是躁郁症。
Yeah, so today we actually shared new words.
对，我们今天分享了特别多的生词。对很多同学来说，记单词挺难的。但是如果我们可以通过一个主题，把这个主题下的单词啊、固定搭配啊、短语啊全部记下来，就是一件非常棒的事情。其实我们早安英文也是有这样的课程的，叫做早安学徒，里面还有我上的直播课。那么大家可以在早安英文的公众号私信回复会员两个字，就可以了解更多的详情了。所以 the new words we just mentioned is bipolar disorder.这个叫做躁郁症、
yep.
就是对家庭啊工作啊都丧失兴趣了不闻不问但是有的时候呢情绪又很突然的高涨就是 like two extremes
Yeah, it is
对所以像两极发展啊叫做 bipolar disorder
There are a lot of bipolar disorder symptoms and there are a lot of bipolar disorder types but if you guys are interested please go search about this
I found I have it
Oh
But everybody has it,
yeah, everybody, most of us do.
我觉得大家多多少少都会有一些，就是有的时候情绪很高涨，有的时候又很低落。
Yeah. Now, number three, anxiety disorder.
叫做焦虑症。
Which involves intense...
Everybody has that too.
Yeah, I have that. I really have that. Like, which involves intense anxiety or panic that may directly be caused by a physical health problem...Anxiety attacks are mostly common before events, exams, or when something is stressing you out.
So professional, because Day is a doctor.
Oh yeah, I am. No, but I'm not a psychologist. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, you're a doctor. Well, yeah. 对，这个 Day 是我们未来的医生。好，我们回到这个刚刚讲的这个焦躁，不是焦躁症，这个叫焦虑症，就是。容易紧张，容易担心，然后坐立不安，然后压力特别的大，心理负担也特别大，尤其是在一些 events, 一些重大事情或者是 exams, 一些考试之前呢，就会非常的 stressed out, 就是过度的紧张，过度的劳累。We're not saying that having anxiety is a disorder, but having a big panic attack is.
Now let's talk about stigmas. The meaning of stigma is a negative stereotype that is related to a specific topic.
Yeah, 对这个 stigma, 它的意思就是表示侮辱 like insult.
Yeah, it's something like that.
对 Let us talk about stigmas related to mental health and how does it affect someone with a mental disorder. So you're going to tell us about
it. Stigma surrounding mental health is too negative.When we hear that someone has a mental issue, whether serious or not, we tend to take it in a very negative way.
对，就是我们一听到这个心理有问题这个字眼啊，我们就会想的特别，就是把对方想的特别特别特别的严重。
And I'm sure that makes the situation much, much worse than it actually is. Like, if someone has a problem, we don't make fun of it or we don't think very negative of it. It makes someone with a disorder think so badly of them and that's just, you know, sad.
对，如果当对方跟你说啊，我真的觉得我有点焦躁，我的心里可能会出现有一点问题，最近你千万不要取笑对方，或者说，哎，你没有，我们都有，不要说这样非常 depressed 的 word. You have to comfort
the person.
So, how can we fight social stigmas concerning mental issues? What can we do as a society to help? 我们怎么样帮助别人呢？
I think the number one thing that to do is just to talk about mental health.Openly, without being judged and just, you know, without being judged and characterized. I think that's the most important step.
对，不管你是觉得自己心里现在出现一点波动的这一方，还是你是安慰人的这一方，简单点说就是要倾诉，要说出来，要吐槽，然后呢，就是该倾听的时候倾听，该吐槽的时候吐槽。And we should also show compassion to those who suffer from disorders. We should listen to them and be there for them no matter what. Not everyone who has some disorder is violent.
Exactly.We should educate ourselves and others in the matter of mental issues. We shouldn't be ignorant in the matter of mental health because it's such an important topic.
对 and if you have any mental health issues, you should never feel like you are less a human being or even feel bad for yourself. You should only work to improve yourself both physically and mentally.
Yeah, I think you guys, if you have any problems, just, you know, try to find someone who will talk to you openly about it. Don't feel bad about yourself. I had a mental disorder. It was not that big of an issue, but I got through it because of a lot of people's help, and I have loved to talk about it. So, yeah, just don't feel bad about yourselves and don't be shy.
对大家如果心里有任何的波动呢可以找自己的朋友倾诉然后呢也可以找一些方式去释放自己早安英文给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑带着大家从衣食住行一起来学习地道的口语表达那么大家在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑了让我们一起快速帮你解决开口难的大问题然后我们早安英文的节目希望大家能够在学英语的同时还能给大家带来一些正能量一些欢乐 Wish we could share our positive attitudes energy to our audience
Yeah, and sorry it was a serious tone guys but we had to talk about this issue Thank you guys so much for listening 我是 Day
我是木木我们下期见
再见
拜拜